On 24 May 2023, the investigative committee of the Russian Federation charged two teenagers, Tyran Ohanesian and Makita Kananov, both born in 2006, with allegedly preparing sabotage on the railway in the temporarily occupied town of Berdyansk, Zaporizhia region. This is reported by the Media Initiative for Human Rights. The charges were preceded by months of harassment of the children and their families, detention and torture. The children were given local lawyers, one of whom suggests that they should incriminate themselves. Since 30 September 2022, Ohanesian and Kananov have been persecuted by Russian law enforcement agencies. On that day, Ohanesian was kidnapped from his house where he lives with his grandmother. For 5 days, the relatives did not know anything about the whereabouts of the child. At the same time, the investigative authorities brutally interrogated Tyran using beatings and electric shock torture. The investigators demanded that the boy confess to the preparation of the sabotage on the Melitopol railway, allegedly to prevent the units of the Russian armed forces from receiving the supplies necessary for conducting military operations in Ukraine, the Media Initiative for Human Rights said. The organization reported that in 5 days, after the child's disappearance was widely covered in the media, Ohanesian was released on the condition that he would visit local law enforcement agencies every day. Kananov then miraculously managed to avoid arrest, but later he was also obliged to appear before the investigators every day and participate in the so-called investigative actions, interrogations, investigative experiments, etc. An attempt by Ohanesian's parents to return for him from Germany and take the boy out of the occupied territory failed. The whole family was arrested in Taganrog, Russian Federation. On 24 May, both teenagers were charged under Article 281 of the Criminal Code of the Russian Federation, which provides for 10 to 20 years in prison. In the near future, the children are likely to be arrested and subjected to a show trial which is planned to be held by the Russian authorities seconded to Berdyansk. Russian investigators are in a hurry to send the case to court. In fact, the boys were left alone with the Russian repressive machine because the lawyers appointed by the investigators do not provide protection, which is not surprising given the atmosphere of fear that prevails in the territories of Ukraine occupied by Russia, human rights activists note. We call on the international community to take all possible public and non-public measures to free Tyran Ohanesian and Makita Kananov from persecution by the Russian authorities as soon as possible and ensure their unhindered departure to the Ukraine-controlled territory or to third countries. All those involved in the persecution of Ohanesian and Kananov, including the leadership of the Investigative Committee of the Russian Federation and the highest military political leadership of Russia, must be prosecuted and subjected to harsh sanctions in all countries of the civilized world for which the rule of law and human rights are a priority. Natalia Tolub.